two lawsuits looking to force Wisconsin to redraw its congressional maps will be heard by panels of three judges, and their decisions could reshape the state's political representation. It's Wednesday, November 26th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, why your electric bills may be going up in the new year. And a northern Wisconsin ski resort says two straight seasons with historically low snowfall pushed it into bankruptcy. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has appointed panels of judges to hear two lawsuits challenging the state's congressional map. As Sean Johnson reports, the cases seek to have the maps redrawn ahead of next year's midterms.
The lawsuits were filed by liberal firms this summer, but the court spent months deciding how to handle them. In Tuesday's order, liberal justices wrote that state law requires them to appoint these three-judge panels to hear the cases. It's the first time this particular process has been tested in Wisconsin. It was written into law 14 years ago by Republicans as they redrew the state's political boundaries. The map being challenged here was chosen by the court's previous conservative majority. It's given Republicans a 6-2 edge in the state's House delegation. The cases will be heard in Dane County. They'll be handled by judges from five counties, including Dane. Conservative justices dissented, accusing the liberal majority of choosing a process to give Democrats a partisan advantage. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Foxconn plans to spend $569 million to expand its operations in Racine County over the next 4 years. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation made the announcement yesterday. The agency says Foxconn will expand its Wisconsin manufacturing to meet demand for, quote, data infrastructure. The project is expected to create more than 1,300 new jobs. WEDC also says it's amended the state's contract with Foxconn to support the expansion. The company could receive up to $16 million in state tax credits if it meets investment and hiring targets. By the end of 2024, the company had invested more than $700 million in Mount Pleasant and created more than 1,200 jobs. But that's a small fraction of the 13,000 workers the company said it expected to hire when it announced plans to build in Wisconsin 8 years ago. The company says it makes AI servers in Mount Pleasant. This month, state regulators approved rate hikes for three Wisconsin utilities in 2026 and 2027. As Joe Schultz reports, the approved rates came in below what the utilities requested earlier this year.
The Public Service Commission signed off on rate increases for Alliant Energy, Xcel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric. Alliant and Madison Gas and Electric came to settlement agreements with ratepayer advocates and other groups. One of the organizations in the settlements is the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. Tom Content leads the nonprofit.
The increases would be much, much lower than they would have been if the PSC had just approved what the utilities had applied for originally.
The PSC estimates average monthly residential electric bills for Alliant and Xcel will rise by about $9 and $13 next year, respectively. Madison Gas and Electric's typical monthly residential electric bills will be roughly 13 cents higher. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An annual survey of grocery store prices found Wisconsinites are paying more for Thanksgiving dinner this year. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau reported that a meal for 10 people cost nearly $62 this year. That's about 7% more than the same dinner in 2024. The average price for a turkey increased from last year, and that's a different note from the same survey done at a national level, which found the cost of a turkey was actually down. Casey Sunentang from the Farm Bureau says price-conscious consumers can save money by buying foods that are in season, like Brussels sprouts, leeks, and carrots. She also encouraged shoppers to consider alternatives like a turkey breast instead of a whole bird.
That smaller cut or seeking out an alternative protein option can also help reduce your grocery bill too. So like definitely considering what is on your menu and the quantities.
The Farm Bureau's national survey of prices was 5% lower than in 2024, bringing in at just over $55. A northern Wisconsin ski resort will continue to operate after filing for bankruptcy as it struggles to survive due to recent winters with little snow. As Danielle Kading reports, a federal judge granted interim approval yesterday for Whitecap Mountains Resort in Iron County to use funds on hand to stay open.
The ruling means season passes will be honored and employees will be paid. That comes after Midwest Skiing Company, which owns the resort, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company's president, Dave Jubin, said in court filings that Whitecap has been dubbed the snowiest resort in Wisconsin, but extremely low snowfall in recent years left it on the brink of foreclosure. Shannon Larson is an avid skier at the resort.
They've got their work cut out for them, but I think they can get there, you know, if people show up and ski.
During Wisconsin's warmest winter on record 2 years ago, snowfall at the resort dropped almost 90% from the previous year's total of 260 inches. The bankruptcy filing temporarily halts foreclosure proceedings. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got a story from Wisconsin Life about a traditional Ho-Chunk Lodge that's a place of learning for students in Madison. Stay with us.
What started with one experimental license more than 100 years ago is today Wisconsin Public Radio. With dozens of stations around the state, an app, and a comprehensive website at WPR.org. Thank you to our donors who made this journey possible.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about how a special structure is bringing a Wisconsin school together.
For centuries, Ho-Chunk people have created small lodges called chipotoke for sleeping, cooking, and gathering as a community. Now, a Ho-Chunk builder is helping Wisconsin students construct their own structure. WPR's Rochelle Wilson watched this unfold at Wingra School, a private school for kindergarten through eighth grade on Madison's west side.
Outside Madison's Wingra School on a sunny fall afternoon, Lightning New Rider is measuring canvas and preparing twine. He's a Ho-Chunk artist and horticulturist, and he's here to refurbish the school's chipotoke.
Chipotoke, or Ho-Chi, which is a house.
It's a Ho-Chunk structure made with bent tree saplings tied together with twine to make a frame, and then covered with natural materials.
And these houses were used for sleeping at night, storing harvest goods like plants, food, squash, corn, ceremonies. They did ceremonies every season to honor Grandmother Earth.
Inside the school's auditorium, New Rider explains to the students how commonplace chipotoke used to be.
Those were the first houses that were all spread out throughout this whole area. This area we call Dejo. Can you guys say Dejo?
Dejo!
A couple years ago, New Rider led Wingra's older students in harvesting tree saplings from tribal lands in Sauk County, soaking them in lake water to make them pliable, and building the frame.
Like, it was like a really nice teamwork moment for the kids to actually be able to build something.
That's Andrea Sherry, who teaches science and technology at Wingra. She's been overseeing the chipotoke project with New Rider.
Because I think a lot of times kids aren't really honored in the building process. And everything, including the tying and the thatching of it, was all done with the kids and the help of Lightning.
For the students, the chipotoke is a site of play and imagination. Sometimes it's a spaceship or a church.
I've attended a few weddings here.
And several students say they use it as a makeshift jail cell.
Even back in the old days, they would tie up our enemies and throw them in there.
It sounds like the kids do that too.
For the first 2 years, Wingra School's chipotoke was an open-air structure. Now, New Rider is back to help the students cover it in canvas, which will give it a whole new look and purpose for the next season.
Just put the rope through, and then What you're going to do is you're going to make a loop.
The older kids tie off the twine. Then the younger students carry the canvas over to the chipotle frame.
So we'll all have a job, but it might not be right away.
Once the canvas is tied off and ready to go, the older kids and the teachers get to work attaching it to the frame. With the chipotle about halfway covered, it begins to drizzle. For the final step, the adults reach high to cover the top.
Should I put this up here?
It's very cozy inside the chipotle, now protected from the elements by the canvas.
It's nice though.
Yeah.
The rain has let up and the students are back inside the school. New Rider and a few of the teachers stay outside to admire their work.
You guys did really good. Good job.
These were built to last.
Yeah. I like it. Let's buy this big oak tree.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Maybe. The tree's gonna be like 500 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's old.
For New Rider, building this chipotle with the students is a way to carry on a long-standing Ho-Chunk tradition with a new generation.
WPR's Rochelle Wilson brought us that story on the chipotle at Wingress School in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. It's nasty out there this morning. A blizzard warning is in effect for Douglas and Iron counties. A winter storm warning in effect for other northern Wisconsin counties this morning. A winter weather advisory is in effect in central Wisconsin, and a wind advisory in effect elsewhere. Wind gusts could reach 40 miles per hour at times today, with high temperatures in the 20s and 30s. We'll also see some heavy lake effect snow continuing in extreme northern Wisconsin throughout the day. Overnight, most of that snow tapers off, with lows in the teens and 20s. For Thanksgiving tomorrow, highs in the 20s and 30s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day and stay safe with all that snow and winter weather hitting the state today. We'll talk to you again soon.